Many people have come to America for freedom. But Africans lost their freedom and were brought to America against their will to work in the fields. Africans were taken from their homes and put on slave ships to cross the Atlantic. Because of hard conditions, many died along the way. In spite of the fact that they worked hard from morning till night, they received no money. In fact, they were often beaten if they didn't obey. They were forced to work hard so that white plantation owners could become rich. Although many people in the North were against slavery, slavery continued in the South since Southern slave owners did not want to give up their cheap labor supply. Even though the law prohibited the importation of slaves, slavery continued to increase. In spite of the difficulties of living under slavery, slaves formed strong communities. They tried to keep their African cultural practices, which included music and dance. Because people from the same regions in Africa were separated from each other, they lost their native languages, used English, and were given biblical names rather than African names. Most of the African Americans in the North were free. However, they didn't have an easy life. They couldn't attend public schools. Furthermore, they weren't allowed to vote. Many slaves from the South tried to run away to the North. However, some were caught and sent back to their owners. Until the slaves were finally freed in 1865, they faced many difficulties. In spite of the fact that the majority of Africans by that time were born in America, they suffered discrimination because of the color of their skin. Discrimination was still legal until 1965, when Congress passed a law prohibiting discrimination in jobs and education. Although there has been progress toward equality for all, there are still many inequalities in American life.